Thank you. And President, if you allow me to spend a little bit of the remaining time to answer up on one topic that has been quite prominent in the recommendations from many countries, and that is the issue of the Sami population and Kven population. The Norwegian Parliament decided on 12th of June last year to have a mandate and a composition of a commission that will examine Norway's former assimilation policy towards the Sami and Kven population. And the Storting has, or the Parliament has really had a very close dialogue also with the Sami Parliament and organizations representing the Kven population regarding the mandate and the composition. The commission's task can be divided into three parts. One is historical mapping to describe Norwegian authorities' policies towards the Sami and Kven minority. Two, investigate the consequences today of the assimilation policies. Three, propose measures with the purpose of developing an increased equality between the minority and majority population. And the deadline for the Commission's report is 1st of September 2022. I would also like, President, to add a few comments when it comes to development policies, because that has also been quite prominent in many of the interventions that we've heard today. Human rights is, of course, a backbone of our domestic policies, but it's also an important cross-cutting issue in our development cooperation. And as many member states have alluded to, we allocate 1% of GDP to development assistance. And the aim of our development policy is to promote development and welfare, and by that contributing to lasting poverty reduction and promoting democracy and human rights. A core principle of the Sustainable Development Goals is leaving no one behind. And that is it is with good reason. If we fail to include the most marginalized groups, we will never attain the SDGs or ensure human rights for all. Today, there are around 1 billion people with disabilities in the world, and 900 million of them live in developing countries. And according to estimates, more than half of the children with disabilities in low-income and lower-middle-income countries do not go to school at all. Those who do go to school often face stigma, inaccessible infrastructure, and school textbooks and materials that they are unable to fully utilize. Underlying these problems is a lack of data. We are, President, a consistent partner of the UN, of multilateral cooperation and in supporting human rights. And making sure the Human Rights Council is universal, legitimate, and effective remains a very high priority for Norway. We support the strengthening of the human rights pillar in the UN and remain one of the largest donors for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. We, of course, also value the dialogue and the technical cooperation and believe in sharing of best practices. We take an active part in the UPR process, both in our own review and those of other countries. And by that, I would like to conclude, President, by thanking you, the President and your team, for conducting and presiding over today's meeting in such an excellent way. We also want to warmly thank the Troika of Cuba, Somalia and India for the important task they have taken upon themselves in this process. I would also like to thank the Member States who have provided questions in advance, but also those who have made recommendations to Norway during the course of this meeting. Allow me to be a bit personal for a moment. This is my first UPR. I have great respect for the instrument and institution that the Human Rights Council represent, and all the member states who work thoroughly to give recommendations and to adopt recommendations. We have taken note of all the recommendations. We are deeply grateful for the work that you have been doing in reading our reports and giving recommendations. That is really important to us because it's guiding our work domestically in ensuring that the human rights principles are both implemented and adopted as they should be. As you have said and presented in your recommendations, there are challenges also in Norway, and we take them seriously, and your guidance on this is most helpful. We are, of course, also happy that you have seen some of the progress and achievements that have been made since the last UPR in 2014, And I'm also glad to say that our National Human Rights Institution is also present here today and has gotten a lot of praise so far during these recommendations. I would also like to extend our gratitude and our appreciation to the representatives of the civil society organizations, the treaty bodies, the special procedures, and other stakeholders, including those from my own country. Your input to the process is greatly appreciated, and our dialogue will continue. As I mentioned, we will carefully consider all the recommendations, and we look forward to working towards finalizing the third review of Norway under the UPR process. Both myself and my excellent and good delegation and team from different ministries have taken notes, and we will compare notes as soon as we come home, and we will continue the work with our report that will be presented at latest during the Human Rights Council's 42nd session in September. So once again, President, I thank you very much for this opportunity, and all the member states and all the stakeholders for providing us with useful and important guidance and recommendations. Thank you very much. Sure.